Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. How is everyone? Welcome back to our 20th show of the year, 2015, 34th show in all. Yes. 34. So many shows. We are the Merry... No, we're not the Merry Marvel. We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the Danger Room, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us through the YouTube's / Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us through the Popcorn Talk website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Marvel News PTN. Like us on Facebook, / Marvel News Show. And guys, if you'll tweet a link to our show with a message telling about people about our live chat, Mark in the booth will retweet you.
Yes. That is true.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Hello.
We appreciate
Hello.
That.
Mark has a voice.
Macarvis? Macarvis? Yeah.
Jark.
That sounds almost French.
Jark, our French Mark.
It sounds like the dude in Hot Fuzz saying Yarp, but like he's French now. He's like Jark.
I'm going to go with Moltron.
Oh, Marktron. Marktron's not bad. All right.
Yeah.
Marktron. All right. Marktron. Mark. If you'll tweet a link to our show with a message, Mark in the booth will retweet you. So, I am Matt Key, at the Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
And I'm Coy Jondro, at Coy Jondro.
We apologize. We have no guests today because we thought it would be fun to just...
Hang out.
We're just going to be the three of us. Alan's out of town, so it's just the Trinity today.
Yeah, it's first time for me in the Trinity seat.
Yeah. How's it feel? You good?
It feels official.
Space. Marvel has their own Trinity, too.
Yeah. We're Iron Man, Cap, and Thor.
Yes. Wait.
They're the core.
Can I please be Doctor Strange?
He's the core defenders.
Yeah.
So
who are the core? A Silver Surfer. Doctor Strange.
Namor's in there. Who wants to be Namor?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
I'll be the Silver Surfer because I like surfing. Casually.
I just think Namor's a jerk. So,
but just like Meredith.
Yeah, just like me.
Well, we've got Apocalypse News. We've got Gambit. We've got Agent Carter stuff and Elektra. New Fantastic Four trailer. But first, Marvel Studios with Doctor Strange. As if anyone had any doubts that we were going to talk about Doctor Strange first.
That is the top of the show. Yeah. That is the bottom of the show. Might be the middle of the show.
I think it's the whole show.
Matt Key, finally, your moment, man.
Oh, it's about time. I don't know what to do with all of this.
Okay, before we get into this, it was really cute. So Matt sent out a link to one bit of Doctor Strange news, and then like an hour later, another bit. I got so excited, and I was like, here you go, top of the show.
Here you go. Have fun.
It's everyone loves Matt this week.
Yeah, it's like Wednesday. But yeah. So before we get to the casting, I just want to say, I'm wearing Doctor Strange number 4, volume 2. Doctor Strange meeting death. So here's what's interesting about that. Scott Derrickson, the director, tweeted out that picture. The tweet that he sent was on May 12th. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago that he sent that out. No one caught it.
What?
Why aren't you following him?
How did you not catch it? How did it not alert
I don't understand Twitter. I don't understand Twitter.
Okay.
So, like, I happened to be on Reddit, and I was like, oh, what's this Doctor Strange thing? Oh, my God! How did that...
I thought you'd have, like, a red phone, like, in the Cold War. Anything Doctor Strange in the internet. Your red phone.
You're not the only one
who's calling me the internet?
Doctor Strange.
No, I know, but, like, comicbook.com, resources, movie, Newsarama, like, no one seemed to catch it. I think because all he wrote was, as will we all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a picture, and he had to take a look at the picture where it says Doctor Strange meets death, and the caption down below. I think, we've got it up there. Doctor Strange meets death, and then his quote was, as will we all. And then it's like, oh, wait, is he talking about death? Like Thanos' death? Like
makes
Mistress'
so much
death?
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't assume. Like, my brain never went that way, and it makes so much sense.
Well, because, we choked about it, especially we even had a contest where it's like, name the best Thanos death rom-com.
Yeah.
But, the idea of them putting the greatest love story ever told in comics into the movies, I just didn't think Marvel would go that way.
It's
and
bold.
If they're going to do that, I'm excited.
I'm on board. If my fiance Brittany is listening, then she's yelling at the computer right now that she told me so, because a year ago, she's like, I bet they bring death into Doctor Strange. And I was like, there's no way. Yeah. Like, there's just
explain
no way.
That it's some grandma in Idaho. Like, mm-hmm. Death's a girl.
Yeah, so Mistress Death is the avatar of the actual cosmic force of death. And Thanos is in love with
her.
She's
lovely.
Yeah.
She can take on the appearance of a beautiful female or as a skeletal reaper. It just depends. Thanos loves both versions. So...
he's not about looks, that guy.
No, he's definitely not. He's all about personality and content.
Does like him a bit
Thanos.
Thin for me, though.
Uh-huh.
The bone Get out.
Yes.
Stupid. Oh my God.
You got the first get out.
Alan's not here, so I swooped in.
Yes.
But what would that mean? Like, if death isn't, like, how would they do, like, is she actual death? Like, it's the Grim Reaper is now, like, a part of the MCU? Are we actually doing that?
I just wonder if it's someone he meets along his cosmic journeys, but through the mystical realms, if we end up going into the realm of death or something. Like,
well,
I would say,
in this particular issue, in Doctor Strange 4, he enters into the orb of Agamotto. There's an eye of Agamotto. There's also an orb of Agamotto.
Agamotto is a very...
Where he goes to the Deadlands and he fights death. And that is his last feat to become the full Sorcerer Supreme.
So then if this is a Sorcerer Supreme origin story, then that would make sense.
Ish. It's a bit of an ish kind of thing. It's because really so he becomes a Sorcerer Supreme when the Ancient One dies at the hands of Shuma-Gorath, when Shuma-Gorath is trying to invade our dimension. You know.
Those words
very
you're
simple.
Saying are totally things.
So Shuma-Gorath takes over the Ancient One, tries to enter into our dimension. Mm-hmm. Doctor Strange has to kill the Ancient One in order to keep Shuma-Gorath from destroying our dimension. And doing so, he becomes the Sorcerer Supreme. The Ancient One becomes like Obi-Wan. He becomes one with the Force. And he's like, I will always be with you, but you are the Force now.
And is that who they're thinking Tilda Swinton's going to be, the Ancient One?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I like her as Death. I mean, it's not...
I've been hearing that from a lot of fans, is that they all like her from Death, but we don't even know that Death is going to be in the movie. We know the Ancient One's going to be in the movie.
Right,
and
right.
all the rumors are that she's... going to be the Ancient
that
One.
That Jim Jarmusch movie she just did with Tom Hiddleston, she, like, was perfect.
Do you remember the name of that?
That Tom Hiddleston vampire movie with Jim Jarmusch.
Oh, gosh. I wanted to see that so bad.
It was so
bad.
Good. It was incredible.
Not Lovely Bones.
It made me speak in cliches. It was so good.
Someone on the internet will tell us.
It was poetry. It was art. It was cinema. It was amazing.
I love Tilda Swinton. I mean, because she also plays those androgynous roles so well. You know, Orlando, a pseudo period piece was what I really fell in love with her work through that. And I love the idea of them subverting the Ancient One and making him a woman, though I know there's some people
it's gonna get a little friction and that's understandable, but
you know, and as with any sort of change of casting, you know, there are people who are upset, not that they're making the Ancient One a female, but why didn't they pick an Asian
female. If I may, I think
only lovers left alive.
Someone
just tweeted last lovers and that helped, thank you Daryl Wachnick.
And by the way, Mr. Architecture saying Eva Green is death. What do we think of that? Like, if they do have death, Eva Green?
I like
James
Robin
Bond's
Wright
love interest
a lot.
Robin Wright? Yeah, Robin Wright said that earlier.
Someone also said Charlize Theron, which I love.
Yes.
Especially after Mad Max was the best thing
but
in
But I just
years.
Want to cast
Witness.
Her in everything, so.
Yeah, I want to put her in every movie now.
And Slim Ford, 413rd? I don't know. As long as Doctor Strange's Eye of Agamotto isn't an Infinity Stone, I agree with you. It's got to be its own artifact.
Yeah,
agreed.
Anyway, I like Robin Wright and Charlize Theron as Death. And I think that Death makes sense because it's going to be weird. But they did Guardians. They did.
Yeah, they already
they did
a, weird.
Like they've gone off the ranch. Like they're gone. Like Marvel's out there. So I think if they brought in Death, I think that the people would. The general public
bend a little more.
Would be like, all right, we'll go with it. Yeah. We're buying what you're
not
selling.
Not that far off from the raccoon that talks in the tree.
And honestly, Doctor Strange, just like the audacity to do that film is already just like, wait, you're doing what? All right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We'll just go full
time. You may as well just do
and
it.
They've been talking about like Steve Ditko visuals. They've been talking about like the style of film it's going to be. So if they're going to have it be that like much of an acid trip, let's dance.
Do it.
Full mystical.
Yeah. The whole reason they brought in Thanos, Joss Whedon said, is one of his favorite big bads because of the romance of him and Death. So, like, Avengers first came out, he was like, I love how much Thanos loves Death. I think that's a really adorable love story that Marvel should be telling.
Yeah.
So, I could kind of see them, Marvel, being like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Oh, and in this story, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange, he enters the orb, defeats death in the Deadlands, and as his last feat, he becomes immortal. Doctor Strange.
That makes sense.
Okay, Doctor Strange is immortal.
It's a good way to end the movie.
Except he can be killed, but he can't die of natural causes or disease. He can't get sick, like that kind of stuff. So
different stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good third act for a movie. That makes sense.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to do that in the movie.
Because Benedict Cumberbatch will inevitably age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Logically.
So,
maybe.
So anyway,
it is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Tilda Swinton as the Ancient mm-hmm. One. I think that if she is the Ancient One, I think that she's probably learned a magic that can transmute her into all sorts of different forms. And this is mm-hmm. the form, like, the Tilda Swinton body and face is just how she chooses to manifest mm-hmm. herself.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what they're going to do. Because I don't think they want to be like, oh, she's not an old Asian man.
Yeah.
I think, like,
maybe she could be at one point.
She could be at one. Exactly. Exactly.
It just,
so I think that's what they're going
to
do.
It just upsets me because we talk so much about wanting equality in Hollywood. And it's a step where we're having a male character made into a female character. And I don't see it as, it can't be one or the other. I'm just happy that they're considering Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
I'd be equally happy if they asked, you know, any number of Asian American actresses as well. It's just the fact that they're going different. I'm excited about. So I feel like it's kind of one of those things that maybe I'm wrong about this, but like I celebrate what little victories.
Well, I also think they're getting an actor that is very specifically good. Like, it's not, they're not getting a big name. They're getting an A-list. They're getting someone that's just really good for the role.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're casting just to be like.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is I feel Marvel has not done the we're going to cast to placate an audience or cast for. I feel like they have a reason that they want this actor mm-hmm. to play this role, and I think like they've been really good with all their casting choices up until this point. So I don't know. I just have faith in Marvel. I'm
they
really excited.
They bring people up to stardom. They don't have to get people that are already there.
Exactly.
They do an amazing job of sculpting their
team. I'm sure they're, like I said, it could be, and it could still shake out, and this could just be another baseless internet rumor, but I'm personally excited. I love Tilda Swinton. I think also being an older woman in mm-hmm. Hollywood, I think it's an amazing chance to give her this role.
Well, I mean, she is playing the Ancient One.
Yeah.
You said older. God, I had to take it.
That ageism in Hollywood. Anyways, I
think she's going
to
be amazing. I really do think like she's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So, I'm as the resident Doctor Strange mm-hmm. Expert, fanatic, mm-hmm. my response was, oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's do that. So, I mean, the problem with, like, the Marvel stuff is that they were all created in the 60s. Like, the mythology that we're telling was all created in the 60s where it's all white men or it's all men. Like, it's very...
That's why Ultimate really helped. Ultimate really helped.
Yeah. You know, so, like, we do kind of have to bear the responsibility of updating that sort of mythology. And I think that's the Ancient One is a perfect role to do that because mm-hmm. the Ancient One is such a magical being. Mm-hmm. They can manifest however the hell they want to. So,
yeah, I think it's perfect.
Let it be Tilda Swinton. It's going to be amazing. So... Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah.
No more Doctor Strange. Unless you have questions.
If you guys want to... Did you feel good about that rant?
Look, the thing is, I could talk about Doctor Strange for an hour.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the fans want me to talk about Doctor Strange for an hour.
If the thread has questions, we'll refer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If the thread has Doctor Strange questions, I will field them as best as I can.
Someone in the chat asked about Marvel. I know there's been this debate about Marvel at Comic-Con with their big announcement. Right now, the ongoing rumor understanding is that Marvel Comics, yes, will be at Comic-Con.
But Marvel Film
is probably holding out till D23, which is in August. Because now that they're under the Disney banner, it just makes a little bit more sense to have all their entertainment.
They've already announced the next 5 years. Like, I feel like it's a weird, like, they went and just went all the way, so they don't really need to.
Yeah.
We already know what's happening.
I don't have any insider information one way or the other, but I just want to address that someone's like, what they'll be. I'm like, honestly, don't expect a lot out of Marvel from Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, there's probably not going to be anything. They'll probably save a lot of their announcements for D23 and then New York Comic Con, which is their home.
Yeah,
so.
And given the fact that Comic Con has become such a spectacle and very difficult for fans to get to, you know, it's a very good move on Marvel.
Saves
you know,
me I'm, a Hall H line.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I'm not upset.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I'm still going to Comic Con, but it gives me room to do other work. So
I can drink at Wired Lounge.
Exactly.
One more day.
Yep, Wired Lounge. I can't wait. All right, so moving on to Civil War news. There's nothing really new. I mean, everyone was saying that Crossbones was done filming, and he like tweeted out like, "No, I'm not done filming. I'll be back," which is exciting to think about.
Yeah.
But even bigger news, he's been on our show, Damien Poitier.
He talked about not being able to talk about what he was doing last week.
Uh-huh. That's what he was doing. He was spotted on set. We've got two pictures of him and a closer up of him. Look at that. Look, he's been on our show. That's kind of awesome,
that's so
right?
Awesome.
Like that dude sat right there.
Yeah.
And he's like a good friend of yours.
So actually, while we're on the subject,
yes, Coy.
Damien and I are doing a very strange Kickstarter. So you guys should look that up because it's
really?
Gonna be weird. It's gonna be cool.
Is it, has he announced the Kickstarter yet?
It went live an hour ago.
Give us the name and the link.
It is, we're crowdfunding a crowdfunding campaign. So I will tweet out a link to that so you guys can experience the magic. I directed Damien in the weirdest video I may have ever shot. And it's gonna be really good. It's gonna be good because crowdfunding campaigns cost so much now. We want to crowdfund a campaign to run a crowdfunding campaign.
Interesting.
And you can
ridiculous.
See more on the interwebs.
That's
but yeah, me and
meta.
Damien are doing a weird thing. Yeah, it's,
nice.
It's the most meta campaign. So it's a goal.
That's
Dan
good.
McQuarrie is still doing hashtag B-Rock.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Dan killing it.
I'm so excited to see what Damien is up to.
Yeah.
That's so.
So I think it's safe to speculate that he's with Crossbones because of the way he's dressed and everything like that. Like, it doesn't look like he's with S.H.I.E.L.D. It doesn't look like he's, I mean, maybe like Wakanda, but like we haven't seen anything from Wakanda yet. So like.
Yeah, but that's the
same. The fact that he's dressed in all black with camo short or pants and everything, like. He looks tactical in the same way that like Crossbones did. So
I actually know, so I can't.
Oh, you can't say. Ah!
I'm like sitting here trying to think of a tactical way to say.
And
he's involved.
Yeah,
it's gonna be cool.
Well, that's awesome. I'm super excited to see him back doing stuff with Marvel, and that makes me really happy. So yay, Damien!
Yeah, super happy for you, man.
Yeah, that's exciting, and hopefully we'll have him on the show. Again,
yeah,
I would love to have him on the show.
Yeah.
When he can talk about it,
or just anytime.
He wants
anyways.
To come back at the show, and then later on come back in the show when it's allowed to be talked about. So yeah.
So Mr. Architecture is asking me if I think Strange has already visited or traveled interdimensional space and seen what is coming, hence the reason why he has mentioned as a threat. I don't think that they're mentioning him as a threat in Winter Soldier because of that. I don't think Hydra has anything to do with Thanos or the Infinity Stones or anything like that. I do think that when we see Doctor Strange in his movie, he's already been traveling because they're not doing an origin story. The origin story will most likely be told in flashbacks,
which works for the type of story. It is.
But I do think he's probably already been traveling interdimensionally, and when we meet him in his movie, he's probably going to be like, "So what the hell's going on?" Like, what's this cosmic, what are these cosmic stones? I think that's probably what's going to be going on. So, anyway, moving off of Civil War. I just cannot get off of Doctor Strange. Can you guys tell?
It's all right.
It's a baby, man.
Ant-Man.
Yay.
Ant-Man. We got a new poster.
It's so cute.
I kind of like the poster.
It's fun. It's really fun. It invokes, like, I don't want to say, like, a children's thing, but there's something...
Kid bullets.
No, with the bullets. I don't know, but there's something about the colors and the butterfly, or like the almost like butterfly or dragonfly wings in the background. It just, I don't know. It's just a fun and entertaining poster. I don't know. It makes me really excited because I've been really let down by movie posters lately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I want this hanging in my house.
Well, their teaser was great, and then their next theatricals weren't, so I'm really happy they learned.
This is really
and,
cute.
It's so interesting that it says from the studio they brought you the Avengers. Not Age of Ultron. It says The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe they're trying to reference both films because it's Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Avengers. But it's interesting because the last poster said from the studio that brought you Guardians of the Galaxy. So it feels like they're trying to appeal
to different demographics,
to both,
different tones.
Both audiences. Yeah. So, like, hey, if you like that wacky kind of weird action, you should come watch Ant-Man. But if you like really awesome adventure and like action, you should come watch
also
this movie.
Also come watch Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Also the little saddle.
The saddle.
It's so cute.
The saddle is the best.
Yeah,
I love
adorable.
The saddle. Like, it makes you wonder, like, does he travel with it? Is it like Ant-Man's backpack? And he's like
throws
or does he have like the one main ant that he always, you know, Squirrel Girl, Squirrel.
Tippy Toe.
His Aunt Bay. Just like
Aunt Bay.
That's right. Before anyone else,
Bebe.
That aunt.
Get out. That's your second get out.
Yeah, in the comics, remember he used to have that like he launched himself out of a cannon. Do you remember that
no.
in the first Ant-Man comics before he trained an ant? He used to literally strap himself into a cannon.
Are you talking
himself.
About Hank Pym?
Yeah.
And then he would
land on ants that would catch him and then bring him places. I was hoping for ant cannon, but maybe in flashbacks.
We might.
Michael Douglas.
We still might get ant cannon.
Michael Douglas in an ant cannon.
I can dream.
I think this is going to be a little wacky. Maybe a little out there. We might still get an ant cannon.
There's a flashback of Howard Stark, John Slattery, and Michael Douglas ant cannon. They can have my
$14. Oh my God, it's the original cannonball.
Oh my God, yes. So we've also got some new pictures that came out this week. There they are planning. I do like this one. That's a cute one of Ant-Man playing around with the ant. Aww. I think that's cute.
It makes me not want to go kill all the ants I see ever.
Yeah, and what's interesting, I think this is the first still that we've had of him shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
Shrunk?
Yeah.
Was that in one of the first trailers? Because I remember him saying, oh, they're kind of cute. And then I think
that was in the second trailer.
Okay.
Yeah. I know this was in the second trailer. Maybe it was in the first, but
I think that's the first official grab.
Yeah, I think that's the first official grab of him in a minuscule size. Do you think that we're going to get him down to the size of an atom?
I don't think in this movie. I think his powers are going to evolve. Because I don't think he's going to be giant man in this movie either. I think it's going to be...
Oh, I think he's totally going to be giant man in this movie. At the very end, I think that's what's going to happen.
That'll be his big third act.
Yeah, I think that's going to... And by the way, talking about that, I think that's going to be one of the big
Civil War
things. Is it like he'll turn into a giant man and like turn into Godzilla and thrash a city?
Oh my gosh.
I've been reading a lot about Ant-Man, and I had no idea that he was such a weird Hank Pym used to invent different superheroes when he'd feel emasculated.
Yeah,
like Giant Man was because he felt bad about Thor being awesome.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like he pretended to be like when he was Yellow Jacket, he like said he killed Hank Pym and like wooed.
He's a weird guy.
Hank Pym is kind of.
I knew he was weird
jerk.
At the levels.
Oh, he was unhinged.
I'm not down with the Hank.
I knew
Pym.
Ultimate Hank Pym, who was just not a pleasant fellow. But I didn't realize that 616 Hank Pym was just like
there, mad scientist level.
Interesting. Michael Douglas makes sense.
I know. That's why I love Scott Lang. Also, the new Scott Lang Ant-Man books they've been putting out have been really good.
Been really fun. Yeah. And he's got like that bear guy.
Yeah, and just I love the storyline with his daughter. It's really.
Who's writing those? I can't remember. It's not Humphreys. Is that Hopeless?
I don't remember, to be honest.
They've been a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
So, we've got that. We've got we've got Yellow Jacket. So, we've got Hope Van Dyne looking at Yellow Jacket. This picture, I think, is interesting because it looks like she's almost terrified. And it looks like Michael Douglas is just like, yeah, I know. Yeah. He's been doing this. Like, it's like, it seems like she's just now learning, like, he's been doing what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. So.
Yeah, it could be a reveal.
Yeah, I think that's like the first time she's seeing
what's going on.
What's going on? And I think Michael Douglas is like, "Yep, that's why we've got to get Scott Lang to go steal this thing,
they're so good.
To go break into a place and steal some stuff." So anyway, they also talked. Peyton Reed also talked with Empire Online about the script. One of the first things that they asked was, "Is Falcon in the film?" And his response was, "This classified information that's buried. It's possible." The implication being to the reporter that. Yeah, it's a strong possibility that Falcon is in the film. Like, he was trying to hide it.
They'll need some tie-ins.
Need some tie-ins. So I think probably at some point in the film we'll get Falcon or War Machine.
I think Anthony Mackie is the most, like, excited. Like, he seems like the guy that's like, yeah, I'll be in your movie. You're like, please, just show me where to go. So I feel like they're just putting... Because it's awesome. Like, Falcon, that guy is so excited.
He's so pumped.
He is. And it shows through. I love him. He's hit, like... I really like the Falcon in the comics, and especially when he's now like Cap. But I love Anthony Mackie as the Falcon more than anything. Yep.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Louis Malone is asking, what do we think the mid-credit scene in Ant-Man will be?
I think that'll be Giant Man. I don't think.
Oh, that
I think
could
it'd make more sense for him to be like Tinker, Tinker, Tinker. Oh, and then Civil War of Giant Man, personally.
No, I think he's going to do Giant Man. I think that's how he's going to be like. Oh, Yellow Jacket can do the exact same thing I can. Boom. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think the mid-credit scene isn't going to be tying into anything at all, a la Avengers, Age of Ultron. It's just going to be another Thomas the Tank.
It's going to be Thanos just waving, holding a Thomas the Tank.
Yep, that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be that.
And it's like there's not even going to be any dialogue. It's just going to be like meme font, like, Meredith, I'm coming.
I want Thanos sitting cross-armed across from death, watching a tank.
Yes.
Just circling.
That's yes.
With Ant-Man on it, like, choo-choo.
That's the point. Where, I mean, that's like Howard the Death Guest.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten to the point where Marvel's like...
Whatever. I honestly don't know. I haven't thought about it. I think if we don't see Spider-Man in Ant-Man, I think that's a strong possibility that we'll see
him...
Well,
they need to set up Civil War in the post-credits.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's a strong possibility that we'll see Spider-Man in the mid-credits.
I mean, that would certainly sell tickets, which Ant-Man is the first time that there's a slight reluctance from people, so maybe...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, Guardians, there was a reluctance until the trailers started hitting.
Yeah.
But now we've had trailers hit and people are still like, meh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go
see
it.
It's kind of built in like $500 million. We'll just see if it goes further.
Yeah. We'll see if it hits a billion. Anyway, also a difference is in the script with Edgar Wright saying that the difference with the, between this script and Edgar Wright's is that this script is actually a little bit darker than what Edgar Wright turned in. Reed was quoted as saying, "For one thing, Marvel have let me explore the dark side of Hank Pym, this tortured, guilt-ridden guy. I love this mentor-pupil story, but with a freaked-up pupil and a really freaked-up mentor." I would say the word so fast. I really would. You guys know I've got a potty mouth, but I just... We're trying to do a PG show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I love that this mentor-pupil story, but with a screwed-up pupil and a really screwed-up mentor. So
He also said it was more American, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, well, actually, that was Evangeline Lilly saying it was a little bit more American, that there's tons of levity, but just as much emotion. So, like, I think...
I love the idea of a British comedy Ant-Man. Like, I'm still bummed, man. Until I see that movie, I'm still bummed about Eddie Wright not being
on it. And, I mean, the fact that Joss Whedon said it was the best script that Marvel's ever had.
Wow.
I'm just it's always like, gonna have some. There's gonna be some like block that just. I want to know what his movie was so bad.
Yeah,
but I'm still excited.
But I'm still like hyper excited for Ant-Man and like seeing that poster earlier. Yeah. Like, even though it looks like he's about to get creamed by like 1,000 bullets, I just have to imagine like he's moving pretty fast.
He's doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good. Like he survived a hail of bullets that far.
Yeah.
On an ant with a saddle. So his ant bay.
We live in a world where we have these like conversations about like ant saddles. That's so cool.
I know. See, and like, I mean, the fact that we're talking about that, I think, shows that's going to be a pretty fun
movie.
Yeah, I said, this is going to be one of those really, like, really cool heist movies.
Yeah.
You know, I know the chat gives me hell, but I love Lucky Number 11, and, you know, if it's anything, like, in that vein, or even Italian Job, or what, I'll be happy.
Josh Hartnett for Adam Warlock.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't see it.
You don't?
No, I don't see it.
All right. I just want to put Josh Hartnett.
We've been doing this before the show, by the way, guys, trying to fan cast Adam Warlock.
I'm so bad at fan casting.
I know.
I am like the worst.
I just say Ben Foster a lot.
I don't recognize actors and actresses. Like if I IMDb them, I'm really good. Mm-hmm. But if someone says a name, like when someone said Ava Green, I'm like, I can't think of who that is. Like I'm like, I don't know if she would be good or not, because my brain doesn't think.
I'm usually really good at these characters I think of from my childhood. Like I haven't reread a lot of the comics from the 60s and 70s since I was like 15. So I have like actors from the 90s that fit for me.
You know what I can do? If we were doing any property based in a Wes Anderson world, I can fan cast that just based on
Wes
Anderson. Oh my
god, did you guys ever see the Wes Anderson X-Men?
Yeah, it's so
trailer.
It's so fantastic.
Sorry, I was responding to Lewis, who says we better see Dormammu and Doctor Strange. And I was
I think
we will.
Yeah,
the rumor is that we will. So
Tilda Swinton,
I wouldn't worry about it, Lewis. So anyway, let's move over to Fox with X-Men Apocalypse, where Singer this week, the director, Instagrammed a picture.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Saying Caliban's place of business. So it looks like they're in the sewers.
Yeah.
They're shooting some stuff in the sewers, which we all know is where Caliban lives.
And the Morlocks.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's exciting. I'm excited about that. Like, the fact that they're, like, going that far with it. Like, do you think that we're going to see all the Morlocks?
I think so. I mean,
or not all of them, but, like, a couple of them. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because doesn't Caliban... Oh, God, it's been a hot second. He does become a horseman.
He becomes a horseman death and then later becomes the horseman pestilence.
Okay.
Kidnaps Kitty Pryde,
tries to marry her in the sewers.
And that's actually doing during one of the struggles for Morlock leadership, which is really crazy. And that's a really great uncanny storyline if you guys
that would be an interesting way to introduce Gambit. Because Gambit had that whole that whole dark past killing the Morlocks. It'd be really interesting if they had that as like that little peek at Channing Tatum. That's how
which we'll be talking about later, yeah.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. I'd like that.
Yeah.
And that excites me because if they're introducing him, and even though it's the Age of Apocalypse Caliban storyline is separate from his Kitty Pryde stuff, if they even have them interact and we get to see more of Kitty in this, I'd be really
there
happy.
There are so many mutants in this movie. Like, they've already got two teams practically combining. Yeah. Then you have, like, the Apocalypse and his people, then the Morlocks. Like, this thing is going to be...
They're taking a page from Marvel and being like, oh, you can throw 8 heroes on screen?
That's why I don't think we're going to see a full... I think we'll see Morlocks as background characters.
An entity. Like a force.
Yeah. But I think... Yeah. I have this sneaking suspicion that this is going to quickly revert to an alternate reality. I mean, we've... You know, I wonder if we're going to even see Legion, in a sense, where, you know... That actually kicks off Age of Apocalypse in the comics. And then, you know, within the first, like, 15 minutes, we see this alternate reality where Age of Apocalypse happens.
With how big they're going, I would love to see a Legion movie or TV show, because Legion is such a strong character. Yeah. You can have all those alternate realities, and like the X-Men, have you started the X-Men Legacy run of Legion as the lead?
Mm-mm.
There's an X-Men Legacy run where Legion is the protagonist.
Really?
And you go in his mind for 24 issues, and it's insanely good.
Yeah, and for those of you unfamiliar, Legion is the son of Moira MacTaggert and Charles Xavier, and his ability is to... I mean, he basically has multiple personality disorders, but he can access all those personalities, their powers, from them. And he oftentimes is a villain, but for a while he had that suppressed, and he did lead up his own team. And he's a really fascinating character, and especially be it, you know, if he's in control of himself or not, he's such a driving force for so many years in the X-Men storylines, and to have him, you know, play a part, which we haven't seen any sort of casting leaning towards that. I'd really like to see Legion come out, because I think he's just, you know, in terms of underrated characters in
the film. He's one of the smartest characters.
He's like, just so...
That existential run in X-Men Legacy is one of the... If you don't read X-Men, read that run.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to be in it, but I'd like it.
Yeah. So let's talk real quick about Caliban, and let's talk about the Morlocks real quick. So Caliban... So this is his horseman incarnation when he becomes a horseman. He's actually like this thin, gaunt character when we first meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the big eyes. And his power is, he's got two weird powers. He can sense a mutant up to 25 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And he can fear cast. Like, he can sense what people's fears are and then throw that at them and, like, exaggerate them. So, like, mm-hmm. I guess if your fear is like bugs, it's like, oh, well, there's so many bugs around it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that you hallucinate it, but that fear becomes exaggerated.
It's like Scarecrow meets Cerebro.
Scarebro.
It's pretty exciting.
Scream bro.
But he's also very meek in a lot of ways. He's very like sheltered, scared. You know, he ends up rescuing Kitty Pryde after she gets trapped in the tunnels, and you know, that's, he falls in love with her, and he you know, tries to like keep her there against her will, but eventually they form like some sort of bond and she gets away. But he you know, he unfortunately, he's a character who's manipulated a lot by other characters in the series. So when he becomes a horseman, it's kind of his first coming into his own, and even though he's a villain in that sense, it's, you know, he's a character in mainstream 616 who's unfortunately so put upon.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, you know, it's when I reread this last year, I almost felt in a lot of ways there was a lot of parallels to autism with Caliban.
Oh, interesting.
And, and I felt very, you know, it made me actually more drawn to the character, because I just felt that, you know, there was an extra level, because, you know, the X-Men writers do tend to write a lot about social situations. I feel that they just put a lot upon him, and I love Caliban, so I'm excited to see what they bring him into with this with the film, because he's just, for his short run, he's just been a really cool character who's went through a lot and has transformed a lot.
And I think him and Callisto as the main Morlocks makes sense. Like, it's a good way to show a lot of Morlocks with two characters, which they need to at this point, with all the mutants they have involved.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Morlocks, as someone pointed out in the live feed, let me see if I... Sims Finch, you pointed out that the Morlocks are in the time machine. Yes, they are. However, they also have a very similar role in the X-Men universe, the X-Men mythos, where they are like this society of disfigured mutants who like have all escaped underground and formed this like family underground, more or less. And they're all just like really ugly and awful looking people.
They can't be in public. Like, their mutation didn't allow them to stay hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
And they kind of begrudge the X-Men for that. Their story's really cool as a commentary on both the X-Men and what it means to be a bad guy versus good guy. Their only crime is really being mutated to the way they look, and that's a really interesting commentary.
Yeah.
If they handle that well, that'll be really cool.
Yeah. But Caliban is a part of them, and in a sort of like will to power sort of move, he approaches Apocalypse, becomes a hellhound, and then becomes,
and sometimes they rebel against the upper ground and like actually become villains, which is always interesting, so you don't know who to side with. Like, it's a really cool
they're a really cool set of characters.
I feel like they're villains in the sense that because they've been so put upon by society that this is the only way they know how to fight
rebel.
Back it's a great allegory. I love what the Morlocks represent, in just terms of...
But that could be its own movie. I'm really worried about Apocalypse.
Sorry,
like, adding Morlocks to Apocalypse. There's just so much to tie
together.
And
especially anytime I get to talk about the X-Men, and just because, you know, that's my jam. That's my big geekdom, and just how much, like, it represents so much of what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So I really, like, I hope we see some of that bleeding over into the films.
Same. I hope they have room.
Yeah.
So real quick, we also have concept art that shows off Cyclops and Jean Grey.
It took me a moment. It's like, fine.
Yeah,
it took me a moment.
Jean Grey's like in the corner.
Jean,
like, you can barely see her. But Cyclops looks cool.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's shooting someone that's up in the corner. I can't really tell.
Oh, yeah.
Either, but or maybe he's shooting a crack into whatever that is that yeah. he's shooting. I don't know.
It's
but it's also like a devastated landscape, mm-hmm. which is also like, so maybe they are doing like an alternate reality Age of Apocalypse thing where it starts off and it's like, we're in the wacky 80s. And then it's like, yeah. oh, wait, no, we're in a decimated landscape.
Sponsorship, branding, and concept art now. That yeah. Pepsi sign's bigger than the X-Men.
I know.
So.
That was really funny.
Well, what's really interesting, too, is so in the Age of Apocalypse universe, you know, Cyclops works for Apocalypse. He's one of his enforcers, and he ends up capturing Jean Grey. And so I wonder if that's why she's hiding. I think he might be there trying to capture a band of rogue mutants or humans.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, that's just speculation, but it would explain why she's hiding from him.
Yeah.
Someone thinks it's Storm. That makes sense.
That he's shooting?
Yeah. Interesting.
Could be Storm. I could see that being Storm. Anyway, let's move over to Gambit. Unless you guys have anything else you want to say about this nonsense?
Deadpool should be in it.
Actually, Deadpool could enter into it. Isn't Negasonic wasn't? There's another mutant that was a Morlock. I can't remember her name in Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a Morlock,
and it makes sense that Deadpool would be.
So
with the wave.
Yeah,
I think Deadpool's just going to start showing up in wacky scenarios everywhere.
I think he's going to be like Fox's next Wolverine.
Yeah,
because
Hugh Jackman is kind of fading out.
He's got to. Please,
so. Yeah,
he's retiring.
He's retiring. It's fine.
I hope he can pop up in Deadpool. I hope Hugh Jackman has a scheduling.
Well, he wants to. Yeah. The rumor is that he wants to.
So cool.
Why would he not want to?
Yeah,
but
you're
going to pay me to do something? Yeah, I'll do it.
That'll be Wolverine again.
Like, that's news. Gambit talking about, or Channing Tatum talking about Gambit, says he loves Gambit. I grew up in the South. My father's from Louisiana. We'd go to New Orleans. I heard all the dialects. So I identified with Gambit for that reason. And he's a tortured soul, and he's not a good guy, but he's not a bad guy either. He walks his own path, and of course he plays cards and drinks and is a martial arts badass. So that's what he had to say about it. But he also said, there's so many ways you can take an origin story. You can do Batman Begins, or you can do Guardians. All I can say is I'm super excited. So it sounds like they're trying to walk their own kind of path with Gambit. I don't think they're going to do a team movie. I think they're probably going to make it like a heist movie in a way. Based on some of the stuff that he says.
He's kind of a bad guy a lot of the time. And he's really like, he makes his own choice. He's an actual anti-hero if you write him right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they could do a lot with Gambit. And freaking Channing Tatum loves this character, which is so cool to hear. Because he's so bankable an actor, so good an actor, and loves the character. That's really hard to find that trifecta. Because he's going to bring in the tickets and he actually cares about selling.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
I think that's the key for a lot of these studios is the more people they get involved with the characters who know and understand them. You know, that's why Captain America 2 was so successful because the Russo brothers are giant nerds and they love the property.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And,
so Marvel,
you know,
if you're watching this and you need to cast anyone, I love comics.
So do I. If you don't have Doctor Strange cast already. Speaking of Doctor Strange, I'm sorry. Well, Carrie Hamilton is saying, I think Dormammu will be hinted at, but we will actually see Mordo. I agree, but I think that Dormammu will be the third act.
That makes sense.
I think Mordo is going to be like, I'm going to summon something evil. And everyone's going to be like, don't you do it. And Doctor Strange is going to be like, don't. Bro,
and
don't.
Then Dormammu.
And then he's going to be like, I did. And Dormammu's going to be like, what?
Oh, my God.
I think, so Carrie, that's...
Why is Hart Dormammu such a bro?
What? It's Dormammu.
There's McConaughey's role.
Bro-mammu. All right.
Like
Power
so
of
much.
The Dark Dimension,
I like
but
it so much. Just my, like, True Detectives McConaughey. He's just like, time's a flat circle or whatever.
Time's a flat circle. All right, let's do this. Doctor Strange is like, oh no, dog.
Sorry, everyone.
Yes. Okay.
Horror Host of Hoggoth, dog.
Done.
Winds of Watum, dog. I could do this all day.
Good.
All right. Also, we have a new international trailer for Fantastic Four. I didn't see any new footage in it, though. Like, was there, like, I think they may have kind of given, like, some expanded, like, looks at powers.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It was cool. Like, I was like, all right, I'm still excited to see it.
Movie still the best place to see their powers. Have you seen the movie
tickets.com? No, that commercial is great.
That's the most exposure we've seen for them.
Yeah.
Marketing's so weird nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, if you haven't seen the movietickets.com, go look at that one up. Movietickets.com.
To buy a ticket, just
Fantastic
click
Forward.
There's a good ad for movietickets.com.
So, we've got Netflix coming up. Daredevil 2.
Yeah.
Season 2. Elektra auditions. You guys want to do this?
Oh man,
I gotta find it.
All right,
it.
All right. So, okay. So wait, we're not gonna do it yet. I'm getting. Right. So here's what we're doing. There were apparently Elektra auditions for Daredevil 2. They popped up on Vimeo for a hot second. There were two women described by websites having exotic features. I did not get the chance to see these. However, comicbook.com, before they were taken down, the geniuses over there transcribed the entire audition so that we can at least see what was said.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, Marvel, I'm really sorry, and we're going to do this, and don't hate us.
So, we printed out the sides. Coy will be playing the part of Thug in the first script and Murdoch in the second one. And Meredith will be playing the part of Elektra. Elektra.
I personally think Elektra. Matt should play the part of Elektra.
No,
but
I will butcher it. I will butcher it.
You at least have acting experience.
Seen me act?
So I'm going to play the part as the producer sitting on the other side of the couch.
You're the reader, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the reader.
So Coy's actually auditioning.
Oh, yeah. No. I got this 3 seconds ago.
I sent it to you last night.
I didn't see it. I had to ask you when I got here.
Come on, Coy. If you want to be a thug or the next Matt Murdock.
Sorry, Charlie Cox. There's a new Daredevil in town. All right.
We're going to start with the Elektra thug one, okay? All right. Easy. No moving. No talking. Right now we're playing a game called This Is Not a Conversation. Sit on the bed.
Please. My pills. Can I get them?
The 38's gone. So is the knife stashed under the pillow. Anything else I should know about?
I'm getting on a plane like you said. Tickets on the counter.
I saw. Window seat and everything.
I told you before. You and your partner was a long time ago. But just listen. I'm sorry. I'm doing everything you told me to do. I'm leaving behind my whole operation.
And when you get to wherever you're going, I assume you set up shop and do the same stuff you did here.
No.
Hurting innocent people all because you're too lazy to get rich the hard way.
Then what the hell do you want from me?
My partner was a good kid and became a hell of a grown-up, but he had goodness in him once upon a time. The way he tells it, he comes home one night and heard a blow dryer in the bathroom. Dinner's on the table. He waits a second, but he's starving. He eats alone. Assumes she'll be out any minute. She'll be mad, but she'll understand. Always does. He's a good son. He goes to find her, blow dryer still on, and there she is. Brains on the goddamn mirror.
Your partner.
Boom.
That woman was his mother, and he doesn't even know you're here, does he?
Sometimes it's better off not knowing.
I'm old, man. I don't have much time. I'll give you everything.
There is no version of this where you walk out the door.
Please, lady.
Call me that again, and I'll cut your tongue out.
You promised you wouldn't kill me.
He said he wouldn't kill you, but me? I never had goodness in me.
The sides end with slow stabbing motion. I like that. That's like show that you can wield the.
I know. We're going to let you play Elektra now because reading's really hard because I can't see right now.
All right. All right, so I'm Elektra.
Yes.
I know.
I think I'm wooing you. I think so.
I want this with all the emotion you would give in an audition.
Wait, do I have to? Do I need to talk like a girl? Like, nice shoes. Like, should I do that or am I just?
No, it's the birdcage is Elektra and Daredevil.
Okay. Nice shoes. Wingtips. Good call. Tie them yourself.
How'd you know?
You don't look like a tough read.
You know, I could surprise you.
Doubt it.
Give it a try.
Okay, you drink McCullum because you're afraid beer will give you that frat boy vibe. You've never been inside a fraternity house. You weren't even a Boy Scout. There is no club you would join because it would choke the air from your lungs. You'd suffocate. Shall I go on?
Please do.
Now you think we're flirting. Your mind's racing. You're wondering what piece of wit you can think of next. Know what your problem is? You're pretty, but dumb. Too dumb to know the game is already over and you lost before you stepped up to the plate.
You got all that from a pair of wingtips.
Quick study.
You know what I think?
Tell me.
You're bored. Board of the parties, the faculties, all of it.
And I need just the right bad boy to take me away from all of this? Is that it?
Basically.
Know something? You're right. Let's go.
How you doing, Marvel style?
So that is...
Matt Key for the next Elektra. Perfect.
Wow. Itamar Evidence says Matt Key is still a better Elektra than Jennifer Garner. Thank you. I'll take it. It's the only time I've ever been complimented on my acting, I think. So those are the sides. We'll try to post them later. But you can find them on comicbook.com, actually. Jessica Jones also. We have some new pictures from Jessica Jones where she's playing in the trash.
I feel like we've seen something like this before.
Yeah, there was a picture like where she was on the dumpster, just chilling. So we've got that one. We've got another one where she's like just thrown into the garbage. But here's
you're just mean.
Here's my question. How is this happening? Because her superpower is that she's super strong and she can fly And like she's almost like Luke Cage in that she's not bulletproof, but she's highly durable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like who's cutting her and punching her so hard that she's falling into garbage? Like, you know what I'm asking? Like, yeah. Unless her power set is different in this film.
Or she's supposed to, I mean, show. She's weak, but when she starts out, so maybe this is her, or she's not wanting to use her powers. Like,
she just never wanted to use her powers.
So maybe she's trying to seem weak or trying to be exposed. Or,
yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
Or
I don't know. It is telling, though.
Fighting Purple Man.
Or she's Purple Man.
Yeah, the only person who.
Oh, wait, yeah. what if this is like after she's been with Purple Man and he sends her after Daredevil?
Oh.
And she gets her ass handed to her by the Avengers.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
That'd be cool.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, it's not really a spoiler, what I just said, right?
Yeah. Us theorizing?
Yeah. Well, it's not really theorizing, though, because that's what happens in the comics.
Yeah.
So, anyway, moving on from Jessica Jones, we've got television. Real quick little news. Haley Atwell says that season 2 of Agent Carter will be 10 episodes.
Cool.
So I think the first one was eight, so we'll get like we're getting two extra episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Which is good. That means that ABC is like, hey, you know what? Yeah, 10 episodes. 8 episodes wasn't enough. We're gonna pay for 2 more episodes, Haley Atwell.
I'm A-okay with
ABC
this.
Marvel team.
That's
I'm
awesome.
So okay with this.
So that was one of my favorite pieces of art that came out when they were promoting the show before it ever came out, so I thought I would use that too.
I love a torn up comic as a poster.
I know. They should use it so much more. Yeah. It looks so good.
That Deadpool cover like 2 months ago that looked like a 60s comic with all the folds and bends.
So good. So that does it for all the news. Do you want to give some iTunes shout outs, Corey?
Absolutely. I would love to.
We'll jump over to the fans.
Shout out too.
Oh, you've got a shout out too?
Give your shout out while I put up.
Okay, so I want to shout out to Andrew Smith, the Uncanny Canadian. Thanks so much for tuning in and tweeting at us. I appreciate it. So there you go.
Did he tweet at us?
He tweeted at me and he's like, can I get a shout out? I'm like, I'll give you a shout out, sir.
All right. Yeah, you're going to start doing some shout outs for us?
I'm going to start doing shout outs.
Yeah. Fun. I love that.
Yeah, if you guys
awesome.
Tweet at us, we'll shout out to you because, especially if it's on like Facebook or Instagram or on Instagram. No, Twitter.
I don't understand
and
Instagram.
I like Instagram. I won't go near YouTube though.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we do look at the YouTube comments, but once it starts getting mean, we tune out.
I've cried too many times. My boyfriend's like, please stop doing that. You're just upsetting
it's
yourself.
It's just torture.
It is.
I like my physical threats. I like when they're like really just obscurely mean. Like, what did I do to affront you to a physical level? Okay, so, and also, I just cold read that, so don't consider that acting world.
I know, yeah, I hope, I want to make it very clear. I had read that
for the first time.
I am not an actress. The only reason I took acting classes was that I was so terrified to be on camera. I took acting classes to kind of, like, get over that, but, like, I think I'm the only person in Hollywood who doesn't want to be. I just want to be a talk show host. Yeah. That's all I want to do. Acting's cool. I leave it to the professionals.
Which is not me.
Joan Jett, 1206. Great comment. I like your use of caps lock. Dan PD80. Awesome. Thank you. Big Man 1221 is extra big and extra friendly. DJ Killionaire is an awesome, awesome name.
That's an awesome name.
Thank
you
for the shout out. My favorite comment we've ever gotten is from Job_1980, who said, hosts are non-judgmental. I can say that word. Non-judgmental. And have a compelling and often hilarious arguments about why they like or dislike different movies. This is what podcasts should be.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us dislike things, because that's how the world works. Thrill Kiss, thank you for the shout out. By Prophet of Ruin, thank you. TCA 14W and Hunter 3333, Stephen T1000, Alex, and lastly, by Atomos. You guys are all awesome. Oh, and Johnny Freak with a PH. A lot of these comments were really specific. Thank you. They actually really help. Johnny Freak was somewhat critical, but it helps.
We like criticism. We like to get better.
It helps guide us. So thanks, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Please comment more.
Also, I want to thank our chat. We did not mean that the YouTube chat was mean. The chat is super
awesome.
No,
the chat's great.
We love the chat. We just mean the comments that come like 3 days after the show gets posted.
Yeah.
The trolls.
Gamer Girl, we're not yelling at you.
No, we love the
Promise.
Chat. Yeah, the chat's super cool.
Live chat's awesome.
We love the live chat.
Like, if you guys see me not paying attention, it's because I'm like, I want to see the chat. I love the chat. I just don't get to talk to you guys. So.
Yeah. I've got the computer. You should just steal it from me sometime.
I should. But chat is in a super big shout out to everyone who joins us live every week, because that's really rad. It's really nice to have the interaction because we can answer questions directly to you guys.
Yeah, exactly. So now we are going to go to the question of the month for who's going to win the 2 Wizard World tickets to whatever show they want within the next year in the U.S. So Let me, I've got the results right here. If you haven't voted yet, you can, there's still like a few seconds to go vote. I'm going to pull them up right now. But it's looking like the winner is Brendan Shearer, whose suggestion was for the Captain America rom-com title was One Fights for Freedom, One Fights for Justice. They both fight each other. May 2016, It's Complicated takes on a whole new meaning. Well yes. done. Yeah. That very is a cool. very good one.
Strong.
Very, very good one. Very strong one. So what we will need from you, Mr. Shearer, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Please let me know if I'm not. Contact us over our Facebook. Send us a message there. And we will get back to you with our emails, and we'll figure it out from there. But yeah, start thinking about which Wizard World you want to go to, and hopefully it'll be one that we can attend as well, and we'll all get to meet each other. So now for a few minutes, live chat, give us some questions, and we will answer them.
I want to say hi to Dubstep Monkey because he asked for it, and because his name is Dubstep Monkey.
It's a pretty cool name.
Also, Lou Hernandez and the always awesome Dan McQuarrie.
Because of hashtag
B Rob. We will get him.
He really wants him. By the way, can I just throw out there? I want Scott Derrickson to come on the show, and so that we can just nerd out about Doctor Strange.
Strong.
I don't even want him to come on and talk about the movie. Like, obviously I do, but he won't do that. But if he wants to come on and talk Doctor Strange with a fellow fan, I'm all day. All day. We'll do it.
Can we get Ben Foster to talk about all the roles I want him to play?
Yeah.
Ben Foster is not talking about Marvel, just talking about me wanting to play people. Because he's so awesome.
Hey, would you like to play this role? I would. That's awesome. What about this role?
2 hours. It's a whole podcast of me just adoring. Tell me more about what you'd like
to
do.
Is it okay if I put my hand on your leg? Is that okay?
It's the Koi Chandra fan cast.
Ben Foster is the greatest. He was at Nerdist for something, and I was like,
was he really?
And I found out I was down the street, and then he had just left, and I was like, I was so close.
So close to Ben Foster.
I work with so many people that are awesome, but for some reason, Ben Foster, ever since Alpha Dog, I've been like, this man.
I can't hear Ben Foster without thinking of Foster Freeze ice cream. Foster's Freeze. So
I don't know what that is, but it's...
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, they're a chain. They're around. And every time you say, Ben Foster, I'm like, he sells ice cream. I can't not
very
hear that.
Very different perspective of Ben Foster we have.
It is. It's a very different perspective.
Dubstep Monkey has a question.
Oh, Dubstep Monkey. Where is it?
He just said he had a question, but he didn't ask it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Do you think Ant-Man will set up Civil War like Yellowjacket and Ant-Man battle? I don't know. Civil War is already pretty well set up, and the synopsis for Civil War actually says that after another event, I think the other event starts off Civil War. I think that's the first act is that event happening inside of the movie itself. So I don't think Ant-Man's going to be setting that up, but I do think, like I said earlier, I think Ant-Man will learn how to become Giant Man to reverse the power, and I think that will become an issue. So.
Yeah. Well, I just don't see those characters in that film being the precipice for Civil War. But that being said, it was kind of a unknown B team on a reality show that set off the events of the last Civil War. So it
could be anything.
So it really could be.
I really thought it was going to be the lifting of an entire city, because that's as close to Stanford as we're going to get.
I know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, it still could be. They could still reflect back on it.
Reflecting back on it. And I'm sure Civil War will start off with the world being look, we've got to do this. And the world is debating it, I think. Yeah. I don't know. They're doing an okay job. You can't blame them. Then something else happens. And I think the heroes are more directly responsible for it than Ultron. Ultron, yes, Tony Stark created Ultron. Yes, Ultron went off the deep end, but it was still Ultron doing it. I think in this instance, it's going to be
something they actually do.
Given the amount of tech that Pym creates, and consequently Yellowjacket tries to create, there could be some big level, tech that they have that goes off. So I mean, it's possible. You know, we don't know. So it is possible.
So Omar Barrios says, thoughts on Black Bolt. This is my second live show. Love watching you guys and everything Marvel. Welcome, Omar. Thank you for watching a second time. I hope you're enjoying it. Black Bolt is one of my top five Marvel characters. I love Black Bolt. I love that he's one of the most powerful mutants. Inhumans.
Yeah. Atlantean.
Can't say that word.
Yeah. He's one of the most powerful, but he's also one of the most powerful heroes Marvel has. Unfortunately, he can't speak. That's his... speaking is his power, because when he just whispers, he can blow something up.
Yeah.
He can explode a mountain with his voice, which is so amazing. One of my favorites was in Illuminati. I think it was number 5. where it was during the Kree-Skrull War. And remember the Illuminati series that they did, where like they did flashbacks and they showed like how the Illuminati had actually influenced all these other battles in the past? The Illuminati were kidnapped by the Skrulls and brought onto a ship, and they all, like, all of the Illuminati got out, and they left Black Bolt behind, and they had taken the like vocal things off of him, like the vocal dampeners, and the Skrulls were like, "Oh no, he got out," and he's just like, he just kind of smiles and like whispers and blows up their entire mothership, and it's just like one of the coolest panels I've ever read. And I was like, "Yeah, Black Bolt's one of my favorites." So, and he's just like such an awesome Kirby design, like just that stupid tuning fork. Like, what does it do?
I know.
No one knows. It shoots like lasers sometimes.
Medusa's designs can definitely use an upgrade.
Yeah,
It was like, because I really want to cosplay Medusa because I love her for many of the same reasons you like Black Bolt. But even like her new Secret Wars outfit, I'm like, come on, I just want something interesting to make. Because, you know, as a seamstress, I've been doing superhero costumes primarily for 10 years, and I'm like, I need to find a way to, like, not just make a regular spandex suit. I want to challenge myself as a designer. Yeah. So I'm like, I really, and that hair.
Well, her power is her hair. Like,
yeah.
It's like as strong as steel. Yeah, and like, yeah, so. But yeah, I don't know what other thoughts you would have you want from us on Black Bolt, except
maybe casting, like who you
awesome.
Like to see.
Oh god, don't ask me to cast Ben Foster.
Yeah, The Rock, so he doesn't speak and he's just a powerful presence. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel really wants to do Black Bolt.
I'm afraid he's a little too old now.
Yeah, Black Bolt's supposed to be like kind of like
out of here
in his 40s a bit, you know.
Ages, he's dying soon.
I just
like,
don't.
He's got, like,
I know.
40 years.
I just don't. I mean, he is. Vin Diesel already has a character.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
we don't see him.
I know,
so
it'd be
funny if he was a voice and then he was physically and they're never.
That could work, but I also now I just want The Rock as him, just so we can have a that crossover. If we have a Groot and Black Bolt crossover.
I want The Rock and Marvel so bad.
I know. I'm like, come to us, Rock. I will go watch DC movies because I'm going to go watch The Rock. That's what will get me into those seats.
So Dubstep Monkey is asking, I'm new. What are you guys mainly about? Oh, we talk about Marvel movies.
Yeah.
We take what knowledge we have from the Marvel comics and we bring it forward to try and tell you guys why we're excited.
Yeah.
Get you excited.
Dylan Esposito, what's your favorite Marvel made and your favorite and why? So anything Marvel, not just the studio, like anything from the comics.
Anything from the comics?
Right. So, like, Sony, Fox, those are all welcome. So anything that's a Marvel comic adapted film.
Oh, so film adapted from a comic. Oh, okay.
I think I would say Guardians.
Like, really? Wow.
Yeah, I think so. Because here's why. Because the story that they tell in Guardians is not a story that's ever in the comic books. Mm-hmm. The characters are all there. What I loved about Guardians is that they did a perfect comic book adaptation without doing an actual story adaptation.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And like, that's so fascinating to me how they were able to weave that web.
They embodied the characters without having an actual story.
Yeah, like they capture the tone of it so well. So, off the top of my head, that's what I would say.
And you know, for similar reasons, Civil War, because they took an established story, or not Civil War. I'm sorry. Cap 2,
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, thank you. They took an established story but changed it to fit within the world, and it fits so perfectly because Winter Soldier is one of my favorite storylines outside of any X-Men storylines.
It's one of the most inventive, certainly.
Yeah.
Like, and Brubaker did really well with
that. Yeah, that they were able to encapsulate it so well on screen made me very happy.
Cap 2 is also my favorite, but in the interest of not repeating that, because it's an awesome movie, but you just said it. I will say, from the first wave of movies, I liked X2 a lot, because we hadn't really established
that
what comic
Nightcrawler
movies
scene.
Were.
Yeah.
Oh.
We didn't know what comic movies were yet, and they took a lot of really big chances. They really made comic movies be what they are today, and without it, we wouldn't be here. So Cap 2 is my all-time favorite, but X2 really laid the groundwork for where we are, so I appreciate it for that.
Yeah. I think we've got time for one more. Kamala Khan and MCU, yes or yes? Absolutely.
Yes.
We'd love to see Kamala Khan, Ms.
There's
Marvel.
There's no doubt.
If Daredevil was a movie, though. Daredevil. If it was, it was a movie instead of a show. Daredevil's my favorite property of all.
That can be an answer.
Daredevil?
Okay.
Sorry, it was just lingering.
I know.
It was upsetting.
But Kamala Khan, yes?
Kamala Khan.
Yes.
And someone asked about the Inhumans, and if they're going to have to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to get it in the movie. I don't think so.
No.
Marvel Cinematic and Marvel Television kind of have this weird disconnect. And I think that the Inhumans
like
are going to start
like Marvel yeah. movies, and I mean DC movies and DC shows are separate studios. But, yeah. So I don't think Marvel is going to have.
Yeah, but I think
it's a very loose yeah, connection.
You can watch it and have an enhanced experience, but it won't explain. You don't need it.
Yeah,
as a
you
foundation.
Don't have to watch Agents of the Shield yeah. to get Inhumans. I bet we start seeing Inhumans.
Yeah, feel, pop up.
Like
yeah.
like in the movies and everything. So. All right, let's take one more. Do you guys
I
see?
I also
any?
Think Blade is very underrated. Someone just mentioned Blade.
Oh
that,
yeah,
Blade
that is
was
super
so
underrated.
Blade
yeah.
was
great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahead of the curve.
What was that? 97, 96, 97.
It was
mid nineties.
Yeah, era. Yeah, it was incredible. Blade mm-hmm. strong.
Yeah, Blade is a good one. Let's see. I'm just like stuttering now. I can't
questions.
Yeah.
Questions.
Well, we've been going for 64 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Now we're at 59 minutes. We should probably cut it off. Yeah. All right, well, before we go, I don't know if you guys have noticed the last few shows, we have a few extra characters up here. The reason that I got them is because all I had was Marvel stuff. I didn't have any representations from Fox or Sony or anything. So when I was at Wizard World in Vegas, I bought a few more toys just for the show, just for you fans. Revolution Gaming in San Diego gave me an awesome discount on a lot of these things,
awesome.
And he asked me to give a shout out, but I lost his post-it until I was going through my luggage and found it. So there it is, Revolution and San Diego. He gave me an awesome discount on a lot of these toys that I was able to bring to you.
I'm going
to
play with them because that's what you do with toys. You
I know.
Play with them.
Please
out of the box.
Play with
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Play with them.
I, if you know, if there's something I want, I will get two. You know,
one
I'll
just, play
yep, one I'll play with.
I just saw something that I wanted to address. I'm sorry. We're just like all over the place today. That's so
this
funny.
Is what happens when we don't have a guest. We just kind of have fun.
We have time
well, we
to
always
read.
Have fun with guests, but we just kind of, we screw off, let's be honest.
Yeah, we screw up. Whatever.
I hope Carnage
whatever.
Is sometime soon. The three people that asked about Carnage.
Yes.
That is my dream since I was seven to see Carnage on screen. So
no, goodbye
like
forever.
Right,
well, anyway, that's my right. show.
Matt's scrolling. I'm answering the random questions.
Beep, bop, boop. We do shows live.
I can't wait for that. These guys goof off too much comments.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God. We're going to get us so much.
It's fine.
So that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Do you guys have any... you've got your Kickstarter. You've got...
I just started writing for Geek.com. My cool. first piece is up there. We actually... Okay, so everyone's been watching Mad Max, right? Right?
Yeah.
You should if you haven't. You want to be a war boy? People are talking about these. This really great Wilton silver mist spray for cake toppings. Go to Amazon, read the reviews, but do not buy the product, and go to geek.com and find out why you should not buy the product. It tastes like burning.
Solid commercial. I
wow.
want to watch
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Check out that weird Kickstarter, man. It's going to be a strange thing. If you don't want to donate, share it. And if you don't want to share it, just watch it because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a weird thing.
And by the way, we don't have a question of the week that we asked. So Renee Silva suggested one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we'll put this up on our Facebook page and we'll put it on Twitter. What is your choice of Marvel characters to create a Rat Pack? So
how
like
members,
like the, just four,
okay.
like Sinatra,
okay.
Sammy Davis, and two
the,
other guys
other
whose names
two.
I suddenly can't remember because I'm on camera.
You can also throw some girls in there too, just for their because you know
yeah,
we had some
exactly.
great
so
ladies surrounded
it's
them.
It's more or less who are the four smoothest.
Yeah.
Like Marvel characters. And we'll
Johnny Storm, Chamber.
Chamber.
Chamber's smooth. He doesn't
Chamber.
Have, he doesn't have a face and he's smooth.
What?
A-game.
Johnny Storm
A-game.
Is going to punch you in the face.
Whatever.
Those are my top
yeah.
two.
Go.
Fire-based.
Take that, pack. Silver Surfer.
Oh, my God.
Chamber.
Get out.
Go
that's
leave.
Your third.
Just,
your
so
third strike.
He's not coming back. Sorry.
My last show, yeah. guys.
Bye forever.
Not really. So, special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They're in China this weekend,
oh my
May
God,
30th through June 1st.
You and Brittany can go on a date.
Yeah, I think we're actually going out of town this
that's
weekend,
awesome.
Like for the first time
that's
in
awesome.
6 months. Then they're back in America to go to Des Moines June 12th through the 14th, mm-hmm. And then Sacramento June 19th through 21st. I'm hoping to go to Sacramento, though I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm just going to be hanging out because it's mm-hmm. in California. So anyway, please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News. Rate us, leave us a comment. If you give us 5 stars and a comment, Coy will read off your name next week. And
I'll
if it's a great comment, we'll do it. And if you want shout-outs, beg for them from Meredith. You find us on YouTube through the Popcorn Talk Network. Comment keeps us coming back to you guys. If you comment nicely, we'll actually read the comments. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be depressed when I read stuff about my show. Like us on Facebook, / Marvel News Show. Find us on Twitter, @MarvelNewsPTN. I'm Matt Key at the Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco.
And I'm Coy Jondro at Coy Jondro.
And that's our show. Thank you so much.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.